I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a farm on Martha's Vineyard that's using cow's milk to make cheese and raise pigs.
In 2009, Eric Glasgow and his wife retired from city life and bought a defunct dairy farm on Martha's Vineyard. Ever since, they've been learning how to make dairy farming as low waste and low impact as possible.
These are Dutch belted, so they're a traditional dual-purpose animal. We sort of have a low input, low output philosophy. A lot of times, these are like the 1970s Mercedes diesels of cows. Like, you can't really break them. They don't go too fast. They're not super high producers, but at the same time, we don't need to like do crazy hoof trimming and all sorts of things that more production-oriented cows sort of require.
Eric and I are standing by the loafing barn, which is a three-sided structure where the cows come and go from undercover as they please. In front of us are 30 very quiet black and white cows who pretty much just ask for grass.
In this part of the country, during the normal grazing season, you need probably a little bit over an acre per cow. But obviously, once you get into, if you want to cut hay and make your own winter feed, you'd need, you know, probably triple that amount of acreage.
Eric has 65 acres and 30 cows, so the farm grows part of its winter feed and buys the rest in. In exchange for this 100% grass-fed diet, the cows produce about 4 gallons of milk each, or 120 gallons total every day. A small percentage of this is simply bottled and sold, but the majority is preserved as cheese.
When we were trying to decide what style of cheese to make, you know, we were trying to think about like what is climactically similar to Martha's Vineyard, because it doesn't make sense to make some high alpine cheese on Martha's Vineyard.
At sea level.
So like, you know, cows that graze seasonally in the mountain in the lush mountain pastures, well, that's not what we don't have seasonal lush mountain pasture.
Instead, Eric and his wife researched the cheeses of places like Brittany and coastal Ireland. They hired a professional cheesemaker, and together they came up with 3 climactically appropriate cheeses for the farm to focus its production on. Then, because a major focus of the farm is closed-loop sustainability, they had to figure out something to do with all the whey, which is the thin fluid left over after the milk curdles. It turns out that pigs make the perfect disposal.
So it's a really traditional method of, you know, the big example would be, Parma ham, which those pigs are raised on the whey from the Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese factories. And so we have that sort of same thing. I mean, our pigs get probably about 30% of their diet is whey or other sort of dairy, you know, funky cheese and, you know, things like that.
Whey has a high protein content and lends a nice silky texture and distinct dairy flavor to the pork. The pigs live on 9 acres of mostly oak woods, where they move from half-acre paddock to half-acre paddock every month or so. This allows the pigs to forage in the woods for tasty treats like acorns, and also gives the underbrush a chance to recover when the animals move on.
So right now we have 5 sows and 1 boar. And so we raise, you know, each sow has hopefully 2 litters a year. And so we will hopefully raise somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 pigs.
These pigs will be butchered and preserved like the cheese. In addition to meat from the pigs and occasionally cows, the farm produces about 15,000 pounds of cheese a year. A big part of the farm's model is creating value-added products that keep.
You know, obviously the island has this huge fluctuation in population, and so we were trying to figure out a way. It's like, how could we produce food and effectively preserve it such that it's available when there's more people here?
In addition to the cheeses and meats, Grey Barn also has about 300 laying hens and a small orchard and vegetable garden. The farm still has a ways to go to meet the ideal of the so-called triple bottom line. That's environmental, social, and economic sustainability. This last bit is especially challenging. Eric and his wife invested heavily in infrastructure, and the creamery had to be rebuilt after a fire in 2013. But Eric says while they haven't quite met all of their goals, he can see how they will get there in the not-too-distant future. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
To see pictures and find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report, go to our website, capeandislands.org. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.